What's up, everyone? We are back on Internet Hollywood Radio, and once again, I am your host, Internet Hollywood Vega, and now we have a beautiful upcoming model for the state of Connecticut. She goes by the name of Maya Mascara. Welcome to the Internet Hollywood universe. Once again, I find myself exploring the lives of amazing people like you that are motivated enough to push themselves and establish their names doing something that they truly love. And I appreciate us sharing this moment to dig into your background beyond the lens of photographer camera to get a clear understanding of who you are and what vision and goals you have set. I love asking every person I interview this question to give our listeners some information about the person that we're interviewing. So if you don't mind answering, could you give our listeners, a little insight on who you are, where you're from, and what you do?
Yes. So first, hello. Very nice talking to you, and I'm excited to do the interview. So yes, as you perfectly said, my name is Maya Mascara. And I am just honestly a girl in the world who I have a lot of, and I've been told this about a million times, that I have like big dreams, and then people are like, yeah, they're big dreams, and then I'll get more into detail and they're like, oh, those are like really big dreams. And I'm like, okay, but you know, like, I want to be the kind of person who I want to do the things that people won't do. I want to do the things that they won't think of, they won't say, they won't whatever. Because if everybody's doing the same thing and you don't have somebody who's willing to go out of their way, do the unspeakable, do the whatever unthinkable, then when are we ever going to see changes? So that's who I am. And I already kind of am trying to go down this path. Monday through Friday, I am busy with my amazing children. I work with children that have special needs, children with autism, and I've been doing that for about 6 years. And honestly, it is the most amazing thing that I ever could have done. I always had like an interest in it, and I've worked with people in my schools that have special needs. But honestly, I was on, you know, shout out to Indeed, and randomly one day it popped up and I was like, oh my goodness, yes, I need to do this. I didn't even think I could be qualified to do it. And then I was. So honestly, it's been amazing, amazing journey. And it's nice being able to kind of do what I do, you know, 9 to 5, and work on modeling, and just kind of together build the one bigger dream that I have.
That's awesome. That's really awesome. And very sweet of you as well. You know, so you've been doing a great job working with photographers and building yourself across the social media realm. You work with awesome people like Marcus Malukas and Fern Tech, but anyone seeing the work you're putting in could simply recognize the potential and imagine you going deeper into that field of modeling, and I'm sure that you will. But when did you recognize that potential and decide modeling was something that you wanted to do, and where did that push come from that got those first steps started in your journey?
Okay, so, you know, I'm pretty sure all moms obviously do this, but ever since, you know, I was a kid, my mom, my family, whatever, they're like, oh my gosh, like, you should be a model, you're such a model, you're so beautiful, blah, blah, blah. But, like, you know, you grow up and you're kind of just like, okay, like, thanks, mom, like, my mom thinks I'm pretty, so that's cool. Like, and it doesn't, I guess for me, it didn't go too deep, you know, and I didn't really think, once I, you know, hit 13 and then you just enter high school and you're like, oh, okay, so this is the world and the world is kind of big and scary. And I was like, maybe not for me. Maybe I wasn't cut out for that. It just, I have other things to do, whatever. But I honestly, the main goal was I want to help people, and I want to help a variety of people in a variety of ways. You know, there's many different issues and basically, you know, a few certain solutions, you know, love, understanding, etc. But I cannot die one day not doing something where I leave a mark, you know. And I know a lot of people obviously have thought that or said that, but I want to change the way things are, you know what I mean? As a society, as humanity, things have been going on in certain ways for the longest time, and I just, there's so many blatant answers that I see that I would just love to help people or inspire people or, you know, try my best, a very imperfect person trying to just model something good and keep that effect going and going and going till maybe one day everybody can come together and just things can change and things can be different and we can see, you know, we're all people, we're all here for each other, like we can't do things without each other, so let's start doing things for each other and caring more. And you know, things are expensive, life's crazy, and I just was like, you know what, I need to stop living in like this box. You know, I have thoughts outside of the box, but I'm living in a box. And I just was looking at myself and something just kept saying to me, you know, like, why not? Why not be a model? You've always wanted to do it. You know, you have so many ideas. I love doing like photo shoots with my sister and just like, I love fashion and thinking of outfits and creative ideas and scenes and backgrounds. And I was like, I'm a beautiful person inside or out and out. Like I'm still working, you know, on my confidence every single day, becoming who I am. But I just said, let's do it. Let's try it. You know, it can't hurt, but what can hurt is you not doing something that you've always wanted to do. And then one day you're like, wow, I wish I went back. And I don't want any of those. So me being a model, I've loved every single second of it. And I feel like it's changed me a lot as a person in really good ways. It's helped me grow. I've met amazing people. And honestly, I look back and I'm so thankful that for some reason I told myself, yes, go ahead.
Awesome. You also have an amazing personality and you share that glow with others. Photographers like Marcus Malukas spoke really highly of you, and it's definitely a sign that you build positive relationship with those you work with. And as you continue to do that, what do you hope to gain as a model, and what kind of connections are you hoping to build, and are there other things besides modeling you hope to branch off to?
So the connections I hope to build, well, so I think honestly, no matter what you do, everything is a lot easier if you know, you and the person are kind to each other, if you understand each other, if there's just, you know, even a smidge of a connection, you know, that you can find with somebody who's even an exact opposite of you. It's just, it's good to connect. And honestly, Ferntech and Marcus were very easy to connect with. They're very, very kind, warm, welcoming. They made me feel really comfortable, you know, like the first time doing shoots, I didn't really know what was going on, whatever. And they made it really easy, really, you know, smooth flowing. So that was definitely a plus. But I think with the goal being, you know, everybody coming together, you have to make connections. You have to, you know good people, meet good people. And no matter who comes along in your path, you know, everybody has something to offer. And I think once you realize that, or people realize that in general, you know, you can, a lot more ideas are more easily put in place because you know, like, oh, I took the time to learn about this person or that person, or thank goodness somebody smiled at you, it sparked up a conversation, and now you learn you both want to start the same business, or you both like love doing that, or they're a photographer, oh, you're a model. And it just, it really, kindness always opens up everything, you know. And I've even seen people who like I've worked with in the past or have never worked with, I've met them though, you know, we got along really well, and 2 years later we work together. So it's just like, it's nice. I love talking to people. And I always say, even when you can meet somebody and then, you know, even if you never talk to them again, you never cross paths with them, if you guys can have like that 5 minutes, whatever, of just like human connection, a good conversation, you understand each other, you laugh, like it's really special. And that needs to happen a lot more often.
Awesome. Loving the answers. So you recently did a beach shoot and you captioned, "My words belong to the sea." This tells me the photos you're in goes deeper than just posing. What goes through your mind when you're behind a camera and focusing on positioning yourself so the photographer can catch those great angles? And do you feel challenged by yourself to overcome certain emotions and thoughts when taking on these new ideas of photo shoots? And if that's the case, how do you overcome it?
So if you were to see any of my baby photos up to like age 8, I am either pretending like I am some movie star or I look angry as hell. And so for a while, my natural response was just to like do a silly face or just make a weird face or be funny or whatever. And I think it took me taking myself seriously first. And when I am behind, you know, the camera, I think some of those feelings come up a little bit. And I can always like tell, especially in the pictures, like the pictures I took at the beginning, I see myself being a little nervous, starting to open up. And then like towards the end, it's just, I see me. And I think the more I do it, the more I'm able to be me all the way throughout. And it's hard, I think, you know, everybody grows up like, oh, looking at everybody else, you know, what do they have that I don't or whatever, like looks. And I really, it really made me feel good, I think, when I learned, A, obviously beauty really is on the inside and it has nothing to do with anything, but does your soul glow? Are you kind? Are you friendly? Are you whatever? And that is what beauty is, and you could just feel it, you know, it's not something you necessarily see. And I also learned like the idea, especially with today's day and age, you know, the variety of the beautiful people we're deciding to, you know, let be models. The standards are changing, and it's the most wonderful thing, because there's so many different people on this earth and everybody deserves a chance to be shown. Everybody's special, so everybody should, you know, be behind the camera. Everybody should learn things like that. And also, if just like I create my own visions when I have photo shoots, if a photographer or a brand or whatever, they have a specific vision, if I'm it, that's perfect. If they have somebody, you know, who is like the complete opposite of me, that's their vision. Okay, cool. That's not, you know, an attack on me, or it's nothing bad. It's just, that's what they're looking for. That's what they want in the moment. And understanding that really took away of, you know, I'm not good enough or I'm not this. It's just, I am me. I am good enough. And whatever's best for me is what will, you know, happen for me. And if it doesn't, then that's okay. It wasn't for me. And I just, obviously I need to remind myself that a lot and keep telling myself, okay, girl, you got this. And then, you know, when I'm feeling it and I'm like, yes, we do got this, then it's kind of nice. It takes a lot of connecting with myself to bring that depth behind the camera, because I just, you know, it is a little bit vulnerable, I guess. You feel vulnerable behind the camera, having people kind of look into your emotions and things like that. So it's like, I try to always put myself, you know, in a good place, a good positive place, and just put out what I'm feeling in that moment, which is always hopefully very, very good feelings and very awesome things.
Awesome. That's real awesome. What kind of photo shoots would you say you're open to doing with photographers?
Literally, I am so open for anything. I have so many crazy, wild ideas that I just think of all the time that I could just start writing a notebook of, okay, maybe this is cool, maybe this is cool. So I'd love to open up so many different minds and kind of collab or be a part, because it helps me, you know, experience different things, and then I'm kind of able... Well, so I love dressing up anyway. Like Halloween is literally my favorite holiday. But I think that kind of helps me. I love to, you know, play the part. So whatever it is, it's like a really fun, exciting opportunity to kind of like prepare myself for that. Something even that I've never thought of, never done. I'm cool with it because I can't wait to try something new.
Awesome. What are some of the things that you're currently working on that you would like everyone to look out for in the future?
Truth be told, I currently am working on me. In the future, I'd love to be able to branch off, you know, hopefully, you know, have successful modeling, but I'd really love to kind of open like a healing center and just have it be a very open, not anything specific that, okay, we only offer this. And honestly, the goal is to not have it be so expensive, because I know, you know, the people who need healing, the people who, you know, need that, I don't know, advice, the inspiration, the whatever it may be, whatever beliefs are, I want to, you know, study a lot, be open to everything, understand everything fully, so that I can be the best of help I can possibly be to everyone. And with that, I know that a lot of people, you know, if they can't afford it, I don't want that to stop people. I want everybody to be able to be like, I feel comfortable going there. I want to expand so much that just that starts to become a thing, you know, if people come in and it's, I love art or poetry or whatever you're interested in, like, we'll make time for that. We'll work on that. And it'll just be simply healing, not a set of healing or a specific type, just what you need is what I'd like to try to give you for everybody who I pray will come to my spot one day. And I'm working on myself to be the best me possible, better and better every single day, to be that good person who can properly run that, take care of it, set it up. And I want to do everything in my power to make it a real thing.
I like that. Where is the best place for someone to reach you if they want to work with you? And who are some of the people that you like to give a shout out to before we end this interview?
So you can email the website, or excuse me, oh my God. You can message the email on my website, or you can direct message me, or you can go through the agency that I am working with. So John Casablanca, any of the three, people can feel free to contact me directly. That's totally cool. And before I go, I think I would absolutely love to shout out my mom, my sister first, as they are always the ones helping me get dressed, helping me find outfits, helping me, you know, do my appearance. My sister has been teaching me how to brush my hair, do my makeup, all of that since we were born. So I could not do any of this without her, because she is literally my rock. And my boyfriend, who always drives me to shoots, no matter how far they are, because I don't love driving that much. And he's very supportive. He helps me, like, even choose my outfits, and he's just really good to me. So those three people are definitely part of the backbone of me being even remotely successful and being where I am today.
That's awesome stuff, and there you have it, man. And I appreciate you calling in and giving us that inside scoop on everything going on with you, especially your background story. I always enjoy hearing our stories and listening and getting an idea of who the person is that I'm talking to, because it's a learning experience for myself as well, not just for the listeners. So, Maya, I appreciate you calling in. Thank you.
Thank you so, so much. It was very nice talking to you, very nice meeting you, and thank you for giving me the opportunity.
All right, there you have it.